This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
If I could start off by saying, as I like to do always, on a Sunday, I sat down and listened to the Mother's Day at Mary at 97.3 broadcast and just, mwah.
Oh, delightful. Just Mary.
Just an incredible day of radio.
Agreed.
Like all time.
Like best day on Alice ever.
I love it.
You're on, Fusey. Hold on. Now you're on. I don't know why someone took you out of program, but you're still not on.
I'll go on.
Hold on. There we go. Now you're on. Yeah, it was just fantastic.
So Mary.
And Mary at 97.3. Great job. And they... I saw that they posted on Instagram, and they had a great visit, and it was cool.
Aww.
So I liked it and told them, hey, thanks for coming in.
They were so nice.
They were.
Really nice.
The winners. The best mom ever for this year, Mary.
Mary.
I love that.
97.3.
Yeah. I actually got a Mother's Day gift. We don't really do, like, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Not really, you know. Like, I know some people, like, you know. They really make the day. It's great.
Go all out.
You know, the flowers, the brunch, the spa. Sure, all the stuff. But I got home yesterday, and my sons had, you know, my husband was gone all weekend, too. So
Where did he go?
He went to Reno with his softball team.
Mm. Wait a minute. Isn't he hiking the Appalachian Trail any minute?
He's leaving this Saturday.
But he also went to Reno for...
Yeah, they do this thing every year on Mother's Day weekend, which I don't know.
You guys are living your best lives now that the kids are raised, huh?
I'll tell you. My kids were home alone this weekend with their cousin Grayson. And three of them hung out, went to the city.
Mm-hmm. Grayson?
Yeah, John's kid's name's Grayson.
Well, this is John, Big John.
My brother's kid is done with school for the year, so he's home for a couple of weeks. He's got some stuff he's doing this summer, though, so he's taking off pretty soon, but... Mm-hmm.
Home for a couple weeks, as in this is his home now.
Well, this is where they live, so this is where he lives when he's not at college. Yeah.
Another Clark.
Another Clark in the house.
Wow. Yeah,
I know. So, but it's great, actually, and my niece will be home, I think, pretty soon. She has a job this...
That's where their mom and dad live. So, you know, that's where they live.
Well,
you live too.
I've struggled with that.
They don't live in my house or anything. They have a condo.
Yeah.
I've struggled with that as, I don't know. Like my parents, for example, lived in Pennsylvania for a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom would say, are you coming home for Christmas?
Right.
And
like, you don't live at my home anymore.
I had a hard time with that because that's not my home is not Pittsburgh.
No. Home is where the heart is, though, Vin.
I understand, but I never called Pittsburgh home.
Right.
Once.
Yeah.
Vinny, funny you say that. We just got a text. 707 is the number. But good morning from freezing, raining Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Here for work for 2 weeks, which sucks. But so happy to be able to listen to my favorite show.
On radio.com.
Hey. Which works perfectly every time.
You'll love it. Hey, man, it's free.
Right. Entercom poured billions.
Oh, my God. Clearly.
Into the tech behind radio.com.
Bought and paid for.
So don't sweat it. It works every time.
Yep. You'll love it.
And if it's not working, it's you.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
It's not us. It's you.
So you got home, and what was there?
they had just gotten me like little like a stone that says "I love you" written in stone. Like, so I went and put it in the garden.
That is actually so neat.
Really, really cute. And they just, you know, they. The thing that really matters to me is that they filled out a card, and each one of them took one side of it and wrote a really long, really nice note, and just was totally unexpected because, first of all, I didn't even think that they knew it was Mother's Day. I really didn't, and just it was just not on my radar at all. So when I came home, they were both sitting there. My son made homemade pasta yesterday, which was unexpectedly delicious.
I bet.
Who does that and doesn't just destroy everything and have a lump of cooking, you know, just a lump of pasta cooking? I was blown away by it.
I was going to say, I thought that you would say the thing that mattered most was they cleaned the kegger up before you got home from your trip.
There was no evidence of a party, Vinny. So
incredible. Great job, boys.
Good job, guys. All my things seem to still be there. It seemed
nothing
like
was burned.
Seemed like the kegger
from all the joints
was
they were
cleaned
smoking.
Up well.
You didn't notice cracks in any of your bowl collection?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
of
nice.
Course, I didn't carefully examine it the way, you know, the mom on Risky Business did. She came home and went, "Oh my God, there's a crack in this egg." Yeah, no, it was. It seemed like nothing had happened.
Good.
Except
Fantastic.
That my young boys were very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And that was all. Yeah, so it was. It was nice to come home to that. And then John got home shortly afterward. Mm-hmm.
And then Hooman got home.
And then Hooman got home about 5:30. Oh, listen to that. Hold on. Listen. Huh. Can you hear that?
No.
No? I thought I was making that the sound that, you know, the crackling sound we've been having lately. When I went like that, it crackled. Did you hear that?
Oh,
I do.
Did you hear that a little bit?
No.
No, I'm not hearing it.
Oh.
You're hearing it?
Totally.
It's might just in your head.
I think it just might be this jack. You know how this jack's been jacked up for years.
Years and years.
The jankiest piece of equipment in here.
So tell us about your girlfriend's weekend.
Yeah, we saw the posts on Instagram.
It was a blast, as it always is.
You left here. I don't think you were going to power nap, or did you?
I could not. I left at 11.
So you guys went straight up. Did you hit the shopping right away? Or?
We go to lunch first, Vinny.
Oh, good.
First, we had lunch. You know, if you ever drive up to Sonoma, there's this place called Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little group of shops, and it has this big public garden.
I thought that was like an ice cream store.
Cornerstone? You're thinking of Cold Stone.
Oh.
Cornerstone is, it's right where you take that hard right. There's like a three-way stop sign, whatever. It's just like on the way to Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
So there's this place, and we've stopped. This is our, you know, I actually go there randomly. Like, I have to go walk through that garden and see what it's doing.
Mm-hmm. I think I've stopped there once to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they have those there. But it's just gorgeous. It's everything you want in like a, it, and oh my God, the weather this weekend, just phenomenal.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. So we stopped there. We had a little lunchy. Then we went up to the Napa outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Did some damage. I got some new underpants.
Ooh.
I know. It's good.
And not from Target.
No, nope. I went to Hanes, everyone.
Oh, hey.
I went to the Hanes outlet.
Hanes is good stuff.
Got my underpants.
She got that blouse.
Hold on.
Show Vinny
the
that
applause.
Blouse. Wait, what?
Why? I got the applause.
Hanes? What?
Hanes. They have
What's
a Hanes outlet.
Hanes?
I don't know.
Hanes is good stuff.
Yeah. And actually,
That's
I bought maiden
time.
Form
discount
stuff
Hanes.
At Hanes.
Oh,
I can't applaud that.
Good.
Yeah, sure you can.
Why?
They're
well,
cute.
You
want to
go
cute
to Victoria's Secret? What do you want?
I got four. I went.
Are you showing us something?
I am all boy shorts, nice and full, full ass.
Wait, I didn't see anything. Is that lace?
Yeah, it's just like a.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Nude colored too.
I bought three nude ones because you never know when someone's going to show
three
pants.
I'm wearing nude right now.
Nude's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it helps.
What did I just read?
No one can see.
You don't wear underwear with yoga pants.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I actually have yoga pants
who's
on.
Dressed?
Also,
someone's dressed at one of the awards, or maybe it was the Met.
Oh, it was the Met, and it was Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, why? What happened?
They just said that a nude bodysuit saved her from showing through this dress she'd worn.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's a nude bodysuit.
I think it was
suit?
Her. Maybe that was another story about a nude dress.
Anyway. Oh, no.
By the way, her name's Hailey Bieber.
Oh, Bieber. Sorry.
Oh,
right.
Sure. Clear. Good for her.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Goes from a Baldwin to a Bieber.
Yeah. Is that the direction you want to go? I'm not sure, but
I'll take it.
Congratulations to her.
Well, the Baldwin name, while easily recognizable, is heavily tarnished.
Oh, sure. It is definitely associated with anger management and, well, Christliness, too, after years of excess.
And heavy drug addiction. Mm.
Oh. Good times, everyone.
The Daniel, yes.
Yeah.
And the Rubbles. You know, he was Barney Rubble.
Yes.
One of them was.
So,
that was Stephen.
Is her dad Stephen?
I think so.
Yeah.
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Too. I don't know. The only one I'm sure of is Alec.
They've accomplished a lot, but there's some... And Bieber, whatever you want to say, dude's a hit machine.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I mean, this new one.
And he does seem like he's really matured.
I can't hear it enough.
Oh, my God. Please, play it more. I can't wait to hear it.
I heard it a lot on the Mary at 97.3 day broadcast.
Not too surprising.
I was like, oh, thank God this is on again.
It's got to be coming up. So hold on. I'm going to tell you when we're going to play it.
I can't get these words memorized.
It's just coming up. It looks like 7:30.
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you won't have to wait long.
That's forever.
I know. I guess it's in the every 2 hour rotation.
It
yeah, it's all right. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm playing that one. See if the other one's longer. Anyway.
Anyway, so, let's get to the other thing that's pressing. I mean, I watched
Game of Thrones
second to last episode, and I thought of you mostly the whole time.
You know, I'm going to say one thing about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved that show the whole way through. There was all the joy's been sucked out of it. Like, she's off the deep end.
I feel bad that you're saying that.
I just feel
I was hoping that you loved it.
I did. I did love it.
Oh, you loved it.
I like the show. There's only one episode left. But I got to say that the person, I feel like, for me, the arc of the entire show has been this little girl who was orphaned when she was a baby and fled to wherever the hell she went to, Pentos. I have no idea where she grew up. Sold to the Dothraki guy, consolidates power, figures out a way. She's Khaleesi. She's beautiful. She seems wise beyond her years. She is no longer the person that you, I mean, I feel like the whole arc of the show has been to get Daenerys to the throne. I really do. Like, she was beloved. And now she's just angry.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for Game of Thrones,
listen,
by the way.
As soon as we said Game of Thrones, you should have turned this off. I just feel like they've sucked all the joy out of it. Like, she's miserable. Jon Snow's miserable. Arya's miserable. Everyone else is dead. Even the way that two other main characters went out in this one, I thought was anticlimactic and stupid. I'm just not thrilled with this season. But you know what? I guess I was never gonna be.
That's not true. What I would say.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to say that I agree so far with your
assessment.
So your review, I guess, is what I was gonna say. So I think that. Isn't her dad the crazy king?
Yes.
Okay, so
Mad
to me,
king.
If they'd only just spent a little more time bringing us, like, she's a good actress, especially considering, like, her appearance at the basketball game. I don't know which night that was, but.
Yeah, in Houston.
Yeah, with Beyonce.
She is a goofball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Like the dorkiest chick
yeah.
ever.
She is.
So
even
when
she's
they show
a
the
great actress,
stuff.
And right. She does some really good.
Facial displays.
Yeah,
of
like
emotion.
Her emoting is very like it tells you, I'm pissed, and you are gonna feel that.
Yeah.
So
you're
I get
bow
it.
Down.
I kind of got that. I just wish they'd done a better job bringing her character from this great character we've all cheered on to, yeah, but her dad's crazy, and that was eventually gonna be how that went. So I wish that had just shown better. They killed her dragon. She's pissed. They killed her right hand, whoever that,
Missandei.
So I get it. She's pissed, and that came out. And her dad's crazy. So right. So I get that part. The what is the guy you like?
The guy I like?
Yeah.
Jaime Lannister?
Jaime Lannister?
Jaime Lannister. Chance happening with this dude at the water's edge. Come on. And then he with wounds that should have killed him makes his way to find his crazy sister and then they're
slash lover
and they both are in each other's face as the rock. all right, that was just weak. That was bad writing, and that was just like, okay, you just had to... This is the part I guess I really should say, and then I'll give it back to you.
Yeah.
They didn't have to end it in six episodes. They could have gone eight.
Agreed.
So this rush to seal everything
things,
up
right.
is really sad. As I was sitting there, I thought, oh, man, yeah, that's how you're going to do this. These two fight at water's edge because this guy makes his way right as you do.
It was a really good scene, but I
And
did...
I thought he died in all the fire.
He should have.
Yeah.
You know, he was just blown off the ship and then he swam. So the other thing was the mountain and the hound. Like, yeah. I've waited the whole series for the two of them to face off. And then for them to... For their... I don't know. Was it even? Was it just they both win or both lose because they
yeah.
tumble out? Like, I just really wished for more of a definitive win for the hound. And then maybe he could have been crushed by falling bricks. So that was another thing. More people should have died from those falling bricks. I mean, they were falling everywhere.
I know.
You can't even breathe in that, you know, the brick dust. I'm like, okay. Boy, these guys are really just weaving down the path of, oh, that... didn't hit you.
It did come off so crazy though at that point where she's sitting there and all she has to do is storm the castle. There,
right.
There's the chick sitting on the balcony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And instead she decides to just torch the whole town.
That's like, crazy though.
It's so crazy.
So
but
I guess.
Her, I guess that's her getting rid of the fear that she's living. So I guess it's fear then is what she says to Jon Snow when he doesn't, because she's his aunt and he doesn't want to get down. So she torches the town, and just, boy, it seemed like wherever Arya was, there she was. Like, that's a huge town. It's a pretty big town. Seems like she'd rake through one part, and then you'd be safe in that part, because she was torching the whole thing.
The fear now is with the bad writing in the second to the last episode, and all this just, well, we'll just take care of all this in one episode. How do they wrap that up that in any way that is satisfying? Like, what could possibly save that show for you where it ends and you go, all right.
Well, the bummer is I think she's going to get it now. Like, someone's got to take her down. She cannot rule Westeros. She's a crazy bitch. Like, that's clear, right?
So Jon Snow becoming the king works for you?
You know, even as I realized that because he's like, I don't want it. He doesn't want it. And then he watches the killing for no reason other than just sheer bloodlust, and I just want to trash this place. For some unknown reason, her family built the Red Keep. Her family built that city, and now she's just destroyed it. Instead of taking it back, bloodlessly, the way it was supposed to happen, right there at the beginning, the bells were ringing.
They were ringing. Ring the bells! Ring the bells!
She decides she's going to trash this whole thing. She takes up, like, there is no throne anymore. Didn't she just trash that place?
Yeah.
Is there a throne?
Well, that's, all I can think is that the writers went, look, she's the daughter of the crazy king.
Mm. We can use that to show that if you're inbred, you're always going to go crazy. So I don't know what will satisfy. I think that when they, you know, when Grey Worm throws the spear after everyone's not fighting anymore, and Jon Snow is like, what did you just do that for? You know, and he's like, stop, you guys, stop. Do not fight. The city's ours. The bells are ringing.
They laid down arms.
He realized that she's bananas and that he may have to take it. So my guess is it's Jon Snow at the end.
Mm.
And I really think that's the only satisfying end for. If she's on the throne, I mean, no, she can't now. She's ruined everything. For me, mentally, anyway. What, now we're going to leave Westeros and in the hands of a mad woman?
The only thing I can think of that they could do that might be interesting is if they fast forward.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I've thought that,
and
too.
And then do some replay to tell you how we got here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll do it, but that's one trick.
That would be interesting.
That
it
could
would
work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If it's however it is. If it's a satisfying ending, maybe they've all voted in the writing room like, what's going to make anybody happy here?
Right.
And then they go, all right, Jon Snow's on the throne and has a kid and
a lovely wife.
Chick, right. Whoever, and his sister's around. Or, uh-huh. Or like, I still think Sansa has a chance.
You know, how are they going to get her all the way down from Winterfell?
They fast forward.
Right.
Mm. That's how they do it. They fast forward and she's on the throne and you go, how the hell?
You know,
and then they go back and show you how the hell.
Another theory I was looking at this morning was that Gendry, who's been named, he was the bastard son of Robert Baratheon, who was the king at the beginning of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he, and she made him.
That's the bearded guy?
No, Gendry's the one who Arya lost her virginity with. The dude who got down on a knee and proposed to her.
Oh,
the next day.
Right, okay.
So he is he's a legal heir now.
Right,
to,
but the king that you're talking about, wasn't he the bearded guy?
Yeah, the big Mark
big,
Addy played
big, heavy
him. Big
guy.
Heavy guy.
Yeah,
Cersei's
yeah.
husband at
right,
the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that pig guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that guy.
Awesome.
So this guy is his heir now. He has taken over whatever their family lands are. She named him Lord Baratheon. Remember, she said Gendry, right? Or whatever the guy's name is. And so I was reading fan theories that say everyone dies and Gendry ascends to the throne. The blacksmith. So I know. I don't like it either. But I like your idea for a fast forward. Like it's 5 years later, everything's settled, and then we sort of see the flashbacks as to how we got here.
I don't know how they can do it any other way in one episode with all that we have to see that's
yep.
going to be satisfying.
Is this how long is this last episode? Do you have those?
I don't have them anymore.
Somebody send us that. Someone must know. Because this was a long episode. And I also think now, and I'm super bummed, I think Tyrion's going to get it too. Like, he is walking a razor's edge. I couldn't believe she didn't kill him. She kills Varys, but not Tyrion, who's the one who told him all about it. Sorry.
She gave
spoilers.
Him a warning, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm like, who betrayed you? Oh, it was Varys. No, it was you. You're the one who told anybody. Anyway, that show.
It's ruined.
It's ruined. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.